I'm Michael. You don't have to agree with everything I say, but I hope you'll listen long enough to find the parts that make sense. This isn't about winning arguments. The morning after. The barbecue is over, the one big beautiful bill has passed, and the lies are already ramping up. I watched Trump's little speech from the balcony. I actually felt for Melania. She looked like she either wanted to be anywhere else or throw up over the railing. As Trump droned on to a completely silent audience, he told us we could now deduct auto loan interest from our taxes, a first-time ever benefit, supposedly created by him. The lies come so easily to him, delivered with a straight face. But here's the truth. We used to be able to deduct auto loan interest, along with credit card and other consumer loan interest, until the 1986 Tax Reform Act under Reaganomics eliminated it. That moment lit a fire in me. I wasn't just disgusted, I was angry. And that's important, because I've always said it was hate that first pushed me to speak out here. Not my own hate, but the hate I saw rising around me. Baseless, ugly, toxic. I don't want to become that. But Trump, and the cult he's built, keep pushing that button. Here are two truths that should be obvious. You're not a hero just because you wear a MAGA hat, and you're not a commie bastard if you don't. But maybe, just maybe, there are some red hats out there who are starting to get tired of the hate too. I believe, deeply, that many people do see through the lies. But they feel trapped. They're afraid of looking foolish. Afraid that admitting they were wrong will lead to shame or scorn. I can't speak for anyone but myself, but if I ever see someone discard that red hat, all I'll say is, welcome home, I'm Michael. You don't have to agree with everything I say, but I hope you'll listen long enough to find the parts that make sense. This isn't about winning arguments, and if that stirred up something in you, good.